This is Ahmed Maqbool, AHMAD, MAQBUL, dictating for Dr. Tamam Mohammed. Date of service is January 22nd, 2013. Primary care physician is Dr. Everett, EVERETTE Campbell, CAMBPBELL. 7633 Jefferson Avenue, Detroit, Michigan, 48114. Phone number is 313-822-9801. Fax number is 313-822-1030. Next paragraph, patient name is Janice Hudson. Janice, H-A-N-I-C-E, Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N. Date of birth is 11/06/1953. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason Philip. Reason for visit is follow-up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Hudson today in our cardiology clinic. As you know, Ms. Hudson is very pleasant, 58-year-old African-American female with past medical history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, mellitus, Graves' disease, gastritis, diverticulitis, and glaucoma, chronic renal failure, stage 3, emphysema, peripheral vascular disease, and atypical angina. She is here in the cardiology clinic today for a follow-up.
You don't want to have an academic session.
Next paragraph.
You know,
on today's visit, she is still, the patient is complaining of some chest pain that she says it's nagging in nature, that increase with cough and breathing, and sometimes it radiates to her, to her back. She's also, she also states that this pain sometimes wake up at night when she cough. Patient denies any headache, any visual changes, any palpitation, any shortness of breath. Patient she denies any leg pain, claudication, orthopenia, syncope, presyncope. Other than that, patient is feeling normal and continue her lifestyle without any complicate, without any problem. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, atypical angina, Graves' disease, gastritis, glaucoma, chronic renal failure, stage 3, narcolepsy, deep venous thrombosis, and pulmonary embolism. Next paragraph, surgical history, none. So next paragraph, social history, she denies any alcohol, tobacco, or illicit drug abuse. Next paragraph, family history. None. Next paragraph, allergies, known drug allergies. Next paragraph, current medication. Please copy from October 2nd, 2012, page number 2, all the current medication from number 1 through number 17. Next paragraph is an examination. On today's visit, her vital was as follows.
Hockey. Another real hockey. He knew it on ice.
Blood pressure was 108 over 68. Pulse is 77. Weight is 207 pounds. Height is 5 feet and 3 inches. Please copy normal template. Next paragraph. Diagnostic test. EKG was done today, January 22nd, 2013, which shows a normal sinus rhythm with a heartbeat of 77 beats per minute, normal axis, and then some R loss or reduction in
V3. Field hockey is how hockey should be played.
And reduced in V2, V4, V5, V6, flat T waves in V3, overall abnormal EKG.
Ice skate, you can go so fast.
Next paragraph.
I want ice skate.
It hurts.
Coronary angina.
It does.
Yeah.
I tried it, man.
Ice skating is awesome.
I don't want you to do it.
Next paragraph. DEXA bone density was done on December 4th, 2012. It shows bone mineral density is in the normal range. Next paragraph.
I want to go skiing, man.
Skiing.
Blood work, which was done on October 23rd, 2012, shows sodium is 142, potassium 4.3, chloride is 110, carbon dioxide 24, iron gap is 8, glucose is 177, BUN is 17, creatinine is 1.4, calcium is 8.8, magnesium is 1.9, phosphorus is 3.5, albumin is 3.6, uric acid 4.9, cholesterol is 154, triglyceride 53, HDL is 47, LDL is 79, cholesterol total to HDL ratio is 3.0, iron is 57, total iron binding capacity 262, iron saturation is 22, ferritin is 130, GFR is 50, vitamin D is 26, WC is 44.6, RBC is 3.51, hemoglobin is 11.2, hematocrit is 35.1, MCV is 93.7, platelet is 150. Next paragraph.
All you got lay there.
CT coronary angiogram and left heart catheterization was done on September 14, 2012, showing the results of an obstructive coronary disease. Left anterior descending artery had the luminal irregularities, and left circumflex had luminal irregularities, and RCA had the lumina regularities, acute marginal range oscillate proximal showed 45 to 50% stenosis, left ventricular ejection fraction was 55%. Next paragraph. 24-hour event monitor was done on August 22, 2012. It showed an average heart rate of 69 beats per minute. The minimum heart rate was 57 BPM. The maximum heart rate was 107 BPM. She appeared to remain in sinus rhythm throughout. Recording ventricular ectopic activity consisted of 521 beats, of which 5 were in one run, 2 were in couplets, and 484 were in single PVCs. Her rhythm included 8 seconds of bradycardia. It also included 13 minutes, 22 seconds of tachycardia. So preventicular ectopic activity consisted of 1,967 beats. Next paragraph, colonoscopy was on April 30, 2012, as a screening of colorectal cancer showed diverticulitis, diverticulosis, and the left side of the colon. Next paragraph, esophageal gastroduodenal endoscopy with esophageal dilatation done on February 13, 2012, showed some arrhythmia in the antrum, some resistance in the upper esophageal sphincter area. The diagnosis was dysphagia and gastritis. Coronary duplex ultrasound was done on August 17, 2012, shows 1-39% diameter reduction range of the right internal carotid artery and the 1-39% diameter reduction range of left internal carotid artery, bilateral anterograde vertebral anterior flow, artery flow. Next paragraph, lower extremity arterial Doppler was done on May 17, 2012, shows non-compressible calcified vessel which free occluded resting ABI measurement in the right leg. On the left leg, the ABI was 1.2. Blood flow wave form were normal bilaterally. Next paragraph, lower extremity venous duplex ultrasound was done on May 17, 2012, showed no evidence of an acute or chronic superficial or deep venous thrombosis. There was no deep or superficial venous insufficiency demonstrated in the lower extremity. Next paragraph, pharmacological stress myocardial perfusion imaging done on July 27, 2012, showed no EKG changes of ischemia with regard in son myocardial perfusion. There is a moderate size area of moderately decreased perfusion in the middle to the anterior lateral wall, which is reversible. Ejection fraction is 63%.
Did you guys see the promotion review?
Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Please copy from October 2nd, 2012, page number 4, assessment plan number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Hudson. Our phone number has been provided to her to call in any question or concern needed to if they need arises. We will see her back in the clinic in 2 months. Or sooner if necessary. We will also have advisors to follow up with a primary care physician regularly. Sincerely, Ahmed Maqbool, AHMAD, MAQBUL, medical student, dictating for Dr. Tamam Mohammed with all board certification. End of dictation.